Yeah, I just wanted to really quickly share about just one day, just a really weird, freaky day that I had. It was the beginning of this month. It was actually like kind of like a 24-hour period from, like, really, it was like, what? All, like, concentrated? All revelation, like, concentrated to, like, 24 hours, right? So it was on the 7th of October evening until the 8th of October. That's the next day, right? Anyway, wow, I'm not functioning there. I don't know if you guys know me, but there's like two things that can get me crying almost like instantly. Like if you talk about like Christ's love, grace, and compassion, that can you can just say that and just wait and I'll start crying, really. That and missions, like two things that really like dig really deep into my heart. And that's like a heart that God has given me because I feel like I don't have enough strength or care enough about others to like care like that deeply about people I don't know. People haven't seen about God's glory going out into the nations. Like, I'm not smart enough, like to you know come up with these things by myself. So I do believe that it's God putting part of His heart in mine. So just given taking that into account, and I have this kind of funny relationship with God where He likes to humor me a lot. Like He's like, oh, gosh, here she goes again. Let's humor her a little bit. Kind of like really like it's really endearing how God looks at me, and. So I always pray to Him. I tell Him, like, God, I'm, like, a little dense. So, like, when you reveal things to me, you have to make it, like, dead clear. Like, dead clear. Like, in my face. Like, slap me across the face if you need to. Just, like, if you want to reveal something to me, it needs to be so clear that, like, the dumbest people would just not be able to see it. That's the kind of person that I'm very non-sensitive to the way that God moves in my life sometimes. So there was this day at the beginning of this month. And just like any other day, on a Tuesday night, I went to YCF fellowship night, and John Michael was speaking. And out of the blue, he was like talking about his testimony, right? And out of the blue, came up North Korea. Now, like, I didn't know that you had like you being here had anything to do with North Korea, right? So I was like, oh, that's really interesting. And like, you know, I took it for what it was, and then I went back home. And I was just, like, thinking about, like, really what he was saying, like, how God is using this time in Korea to prepare him to go into North Korea, which is crazy. I mean, yeah, he's going through a lot of stuff here just to prepare him to be the person, a person that can minister to someone, like, that has been living under, you know, so much brokenness, so much, you know, lack of affirmations, like, lacking so much of God that he might be able to be equipped to reach out to those people, right? And then, so I was like, wow, John Michael's a great guy. Then, yeah, next day. the next morning, I actually went to an MTI meeting with Peter Jacob. MTI is like a missions training institute where he had met Bruce at Empower Conference. So he kind of befriended him. And he goes to MTI once in a while to help him out and to kind of like also get some training. And I just went with him that morning. And Bruce is all about North Korea as well. So whenever you end up talking with him, North Korea comes up a lot. You know, he's an amazing guy, by the way, Bruce. He leaves everything in God's hands, like his plans, like from tomorrow on, his finances, like everything, like to a point where you think, like, maybe that's a little responsible, like finances, I don't know about that. But yeah, so he's a guy who's left everything in order to follow, you know, wherever God is leading him to. And so we ended up talking about North Korea again. And then that whole afternoon, I was just hanging out with Peter Jacob. We were talking about missions, about where God is going to take us. And then night comes, and I happen to go to the Jubilee Wednesday night service. And there's a guest speaker. And guess what he talked about?
North Korea.
Yeah. I'm like, by this time, God is, like, hitting me over the head with something. Like, come on. And like when he started talking, I was just like taking notes during the sermon, and then I'm like, whoa. And I look over at Peter Jacob, I'm like, this, like, North Korea has come up a lot, huh? He's like, yeah. Like, yeah, a lot this week. He's like, within the last 24 hours. So God is like, Susie, oh my gosh, like, come on. Speak to me, Susie, react. And that's when it kind of hit me, when I was like in the middle of that sermon, and I'm like, whoa, what's, it's like blowing my mind, and I don't know how to react kind of moment. And then while this all this is happening, the speaker is talking about, this was really kind of eye-opening to me, that maybe the reason why God is still keeping close the borders and keeping North Korea such a closed nation is he's protecting his church in North Korea, which is like a very different angle to look at it from, right? You think, like, as soon as the borders are open, we, like, all rush in and, like, crisis proclaimed. But he was saying, like, there is a church there already. And the world isn't ready to reach into people that have gone through what they've gone through. And God is protecting very carefully. He's protecting his church in North Korea until the day when we are equipped and we are ready to be able to minister to them and be ministered by them even, you know? So I was like, whoa, that is really neat. I never thought about that, right? And so after he speaks, during a time of prayer, we're just praying over North Korea. And I remember, like, you know, when you're really so, like, kind of with the spirit that you don't really know where you're, like, what you're praying until the words are actually coming out of your mouth. And I was, like, praying through certain scripture in Isaiah, saying, like, very specific things, like, I want to be the one who binds the brokenhearted. I want to go set the captives free. Yeah, and then God, like, he listens to those prayers. I'm serious. It's like cheap shot, but he does. He listens to all those prayers. And I was also specifically just flipping through Isaiah, and I read the passage out loud. Passage in chapter 6:8, and it says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here am I, send me.'" These are the words that are coming out of my mouth while my mind is saying, like, whoa, what are you saying? Whoa, what is going on, right? This is all is happening while my mind is still trying to, like, play catch up, right? My mind is still, like, not fully kind of going with it, right? So I pray this prayer. I'm like, "Here am I, send me." And then, like, 2 minutes later, I'm in front of the speaker where, you know, after the whole, you know, thing is done, you can actually go up to the front and speak with him. And I actually approached him because I want to share a vision I had of him while we were praying for him. And it happened to be dead on, which is like, wee! Like, it's always a hit or miss for me, right? And then we were just talking about North Korea, and I was saying, like, you know, someday I would like to go to North Korea. I have a feeling that maybe God is, like, you know, nudging me that way. And he's like, "Really? Here's an email. Contact this person." And I'm like, what just happened? Right? Because it's like me asking, "Here am I, send me." And then there's, like, an open door, like, 5 minutes later saying, "Here's an email. Contact this person. Maybe you can get into North Korea, like, sometime next year." And all this is still like, whoa, I cannot digest all this, right? Like, my mind is, like, short-circuiting all over the place. And so I was like, okay, God, so I need to go home. I need to relax a little bit, and I need to pray. Because if this is what you're really, like, shoving, like, he's shoving. He's not nudging at this point, right? He's, like, shoving me, right? If he's shoving me this way, then, I need to be even more confirmed, as if this wasn't enough, right? So I went home, and during the, you know, the whole subway ride back home, I just couldn't stop, like, you know, writing, and I couldn't stop just praying. And after a prayer time, so this is what I wrote in my journal, right? This is all written down. So here's what I wrote in my journal. God is saying, "You asked to be used. Isn't this an answer? You have been asking for the nations for years. Isn't this an answer? You've been asking for revelation as to where you've been called to, what your mission field is. Isn't this an answer? Yes, for a greater drive and to pray and grow. Yes, for a gift of faith. Isn't this an answer?" So he's, like, nailing prayers that I prayed, like, over the years, like, one by one. Just one by one, he's, like, nailing them all down. And I'm like, wow. So he really is speaking really clearly to me that night, right? And then two more things happen. This is, like, all still the same day. It's like this just never ends, right? So I was, like, praying, and I was in my room, and I had been wearing flip-flops that day, so my feet were really dirty. And I had washed up, and I forgot to wash my feet. But I'd forgotten that, and I was just sitting, like, cross-legged on my floor, And I was like, as I was praying, I kind of looked down at my feet. I'm like, oh, my feet are dirty. Maybe I should go, like, stop my prayer here and go wash and then come back. And then, like, very clearly, this is, like, one of those few moments in my life when God speaks clearly to me. He says, go and wash the feet of those in need. And I'm like, whoo. Yeah. I don't know. I just felt a chill saying that, right? Wow. Yeah. He's like, he very few times in my life, he speaks very clearly, very concisely, because I can't concentrate if it's too long. I can't remember it. So he very concisely and very clearly and gently says to me, go and wash the feet of those in need. And I just quickly kind of get a glimpse or a flash of an image of me washing feet of kids out, maybe in North Korea, I guess. I don't know. And, you know, I was just on my knees. I was washing feet, and there's, like, a pink basin, and I was just, like, really cheerfully washing feet. So I was like, wow, okay, I guess this is confirmation, all the confirmation I asked for. I don't need any more, God. This is enough for today. Like, stop. And then the last thing that happened that night is I was just, like, checking my email before I go to bed, and I came across this friend's Zanga entry. And she had just quoted a song, God Be the Solution, is it, from Hillsong? And it's like, whoa, the lyrics are really powerful. So I'll just really, I'll read them to you really quickly. Because they kind of, you know, were right on point, and I just happened to kind of stumble across her Zanga that night. It says, it is not a human right to stare, not fight, while broken nations dream. Open up your eyes so blind that we might find the mercy for the need. It is not too far a cry, too much to try to help the least of these, like for me right now, you know, like North Korea. Politics will not decide if we should rise and be your hands and feet. Only you can mend the broken heart and cause a blind to see, erase completely the sinner's past and set the captives free. Only you can take the widow's cry and cause her heart to sing, be a father to the fatherless, our Savior and our King. We will be your hands, we will be your feet, we will run this race. On the darkest place, we will be your light, we will be your light. So, kind of like, that's what I went to bed with. And after that, God was merciful. He's like, stopped it for a while, you know, after that day. I'm like, whoa, that's enough, like, to last me for the next 10 years. Like, he won't have to speak to me again. So I'm still kind of waiting on that. I don't know if it'll really come to pass, and I'm sure God is going to be the one, you know, be so clearly, kind of like slap me across the face like several times a day. You know, I'm sure he's going to start opening up doors. Probably he'll have to open up a lot of doors before I'm like, you know, like, yeah, he's a God who knows me pretty well. And he knows that I need like a lot of confirmation before it actually hits me. So. Yeah, I'm really excited to where God is taking me. Yeah, that's it.